summer is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory. On heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the ocean in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings to all who are tuned to XEG of Monterey, Mexico. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, with your speaker, Willie Murphy, for another of our weekly visits. We're glad to come to you by radio each Friday night at 11 o'clock, and I would like to add that it is a great pleasure to hear from those who listen to the broadcast or receive the printed copies. I'm sure that there are some who would like to write us and have just put it off. Now, most people like to receive letters, even though they do not often find time to write one. So why not just sit down and write us a few lines that we may know that you are enjoying the broadcast. Now, I have decided to give you a condensed report of the national camp meeting which recently was held in Monarch Springs, Missouri. If you were not present, let me assure you that you missed a blessing. And if you were, I believe you will enjoy hearing the voices again as they were heard on this occasion. But on the other hand, think about how impossible it would be for me to condense so much of this meeting into such a short space. Anyway, we will try to give you a few of the highlights. So the voices you will hear now will be those who spoke at this meeting. Some grammatical revisions may be necessary as we put it in print. First now, you will hear the voice of Brother Kenneth Probes, General Business Manager of the campground. I hope this will take you back to the evening when he said,
I'm thankful to be in that kingdom. I thought while I'm here this evening, I might take just a little opportunity to testify just a little bit. I'm thankful for meeting the saints of God. I think of just a few years ago when, as a young man, my heart was reaching out for more of God. And as I looked here and there and wandered here and there, much like many of the rest in the congregation tonight may have done and no doubt have, I suppose a number could have the same testimony. That we've looked here and there and far and close at hand, and we're thankful that we found what we were looking for.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the saints of God this evening. I'm thankful for the kingdom of peace that reigns within our heart.
That was Brother Kenneth Probes as he spoke to the audience under the pavilion that night. Brother Kenneth is a young man, and God is blessing him in this work. His services are much appreciated. Next, you will hear Brother Sam Abbott from Kentucky as he said this.
We are glad and thankful for everyone that is here tonight.
Amen.
And we trust the Lord will suit out a blessing for every sacrifice that's been made. Every one that has put forth an effort to come to this meeting will be well blessed.
Amen.
feel when you leave the grounds that you've been well paid for the sacrifice that you've made.
Then, Brother Abbott went on to speak about the singing when he said,
I don't know, I was just thinking about while we were singing. If heaven is any better, I surely do want to go there. When those wonderful songs of Zion being presented, it just made our hearts vibrate with God's love. And I'm happy tonight. I'm happy to be acquainted with the people of God.
In another service, Brother Lewis Williams from Wichita, Kansas, said this.
Now, in order to be strong, there must be an inward power working in you to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's gonna try you on every hand.
But perhaps you would like to hear what the singing was like as this large audience sang the All-Cleansing Fountain. It sounded like this.
What are these inviolate drums and winds and grains? What are you singing with palms in their hands? Each you give you a shooting of victory, and he voice in the blood of lamb. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord,
Then Brother Coffee of Hammond, Louisiana was made happy, and he had this to say.
You know, this is my anniversary. 1 year ago, I came with the saints of the Lord. Some think I've done wrong by leaving the throng who abide in sectarian strife, but I've only come back where God's people belong. From Babel, I fled for my life. Amen. Thank God this morning for the Church of the Living God. Amen. I'm happy in my soul to be able to be here this morning. It's worth something, folks. Some people have been raised up in this truth. They don't know how to appreciate it. But if you've been out there wandering from mountain to hill, and then you can look up and see Zion right up in the top of the mountain. Thank God she's up there on the highway of holiness. No unclean thing shall walk thereon. I'm glad this morning that I can be a part of this great family. I don't have any intentions of going back. There's nowhere to go. I've been in and out and in and around until I'm tired. I come home to rest. Come home to feed at the Father's table. And it fed me so good, I don't have any desire to go anywhere else. My sister's husband one time was out rambling around and roaming about the country, and his mother went out one day, and there he was laying on the porch. And he said, oh, I'll come home to die. His mother said, get up from there. You just come home to get something to eat. Well, I come home to get something to eat, and I've been fed.
Then, in one service, Brother Ira D. Stover of Guthrie, Oklahoma, was speaking on physical and spiritual prosperity when he said this.
But you know, the reason why the Lord gives us these meetings is that every one of us come and receive a blessing that when we go our way, and if anything happens, people are dying on the highways, sudden afflictions and one thing and another. We need our faith strong in God. We need our trust in Him. Whether we're in a congregation or isolated, we need God to sustain us, to keep us by His unerring hand, and to remember that God will be with you if you'll stay with Him.
Then, as Brother Merrill Williamson of Louisiana was speaking on child training, he had this to say about responsibility.
It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let's keep that in mind.
Then, in one service, a Brother Murphy Allen from Missouri was preaching on faith, and as he told of a certain girl's experience many years ago, he had this to say about how God answered her prayer.
So she prayed, and she had faith that her prayers was going to be answered. And when she prayed, she went and got her two buckets and started for the well. Now, previous to this, this well had been dry. It didn't have any water in it. But she believed that God would put water in that well. She gets her two buckets and go into the well. And when she get there, she didn't look in the well to see if there's water in the well. But she tied her bucket on the rope like the old ropes used to be in the windlass. Just tied it on and just let it go down the well with perfect confidence there'd be water there. And sure enough, there was. She filled her buckets with water.
But for a report on the missionary activity, let us now listen to a few of the comments as given by Sister Edith Cole in the missionary service, as she told of a precious native couple in Mexico and how God was blessing them since their lives were dedicated to Christ. The young wife had spoken for the Lord, and when she finished, her husband had this to say.
I don't believe the Lord's going to require of us a whole lot of money to leave our money like he did the rich young ruler. He said, but what about this here gambling you're doing down there under the shack? What about that loose life you're living? And he really came down on it. It was almost two messages in one. And we're so happy to see these young people start out for the Lord and serve him. They've given us told us that they would like to be able to go out in the work and go out to the different communities that they know of, that there's no gospel there.
Then Sister Carrie Shepherd said this about the great need for prayer there.
And I tell you, when we hear somebody saying that we pray for you, you know, we appreciate that. Oh, how we need prayer there.
And Kathleen said this about the work in Mexico.
We've told them much about the saints up here and how you are praying for them. They many times ask about the saints. Well, how are they doing? They want to know about the others. And they've been praying for you. And one of the last things, when I left, they said, give our greetings to the saints in the States.
Then finally, Brother Austis Wilson, in speaking of the natives of Nigeria in Africa, said this.
They're a hungry people. We found people that would walk or ride bicycles for miles to get to service.
Friends, I hope you have enjoyed the report of the camp meeting. Let us search our hearts and ask ourselves, am I doing my best for God? Until next Friday night, this is Willie Murphy speaking for the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.